live local high school basketball is on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, The Protection Center, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, The Collector Zone, County National Bank, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yes, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We are live at the Royal Dome here at Jackson Christian High School for the season opener of our live coverage of high school basketball. Steve Boyle with me. Jason Smith, my previous counterpart, Matt Lehman, except a new job as athletic director at Concord, and he is the head basketball coach too there. So, unable to continue his career path in the radio biz, but Jason, a very suitable replacement, and we'll have a good time this year, no doubt. And starting off with what I think might be a fun game tonight, Jason.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've got Michigan Center Cardinals who are certainly going after an effort to take home the Cascades Conference after taking home a share of the regular season title last year. Going up against our own Jackson Christian.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, Michigan Center team that they went 18-4 last year. They grab a share of the Cascades Conference Championship with Hanover Horton, and then they ultimately lose to the Comets in the district tournament, which is, you know, a shame that they end up in that district together, because Hanover Horton makes a little bit of a run last year in the playoffs, and Michigan Center probably could have. But, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man, and in this case, Hanover Horton's still the man, really.
Yeah, they have, I believe it's 15 straight Cascades Conference titles. So Michigan Center brings back a lot of returning talent. They're very deep. They can rotate. We were talking earlier. They can rotate 10, 12 players in and out of this lineup and not miss a beat. So Jackson Christian is definitely in for a tough test tonight.
Yeah, essentially they lose Tavian Gaddy to graduation from last year. And then they add a couple kids who were on the JV last year who are, you know, there's going to be no drop-off from that. From that graduation, somebody like Jake Nichols, who was playing at the junior varsity last year, they call him up into the tournament, and he's he was in playing huge minutes in that big game against Hanover Horton. So again, no drop off. I see Michigan Center's starting lineup is going to be Austin McKenzie, who was again another guy that came off the bench last year. Kylan Brown, who was an All-State honorable mention, probably the leader out of the clubhouse here for the team. He's going to be the guy that kind of drives what they do, and if he has his way, it's going to be up-tempo, and it's going to be relentless. He's relentless with the ball pressure when he's dribbling, and he's on the ball defensively, constantly going for steals. He's a guy who averaged 3 steals a game last year.
Yeah, you're looking at Kylan Brown is the guy who led this team last year in points, assists, and steals. And we talked to assistant coach Ryan Haynes earlier before game time here, and he had mentioned that his game has really improved. He's really working on getting rid of the bad shots that he takes. So he's still going to get a lot of points, but you may see his scoring output decrease, but his assists go up, and he continues to be the leader on this team. And he was second on the team in rebounds behind a senior in Connor Pelham, who led this team as a dominant big man down low. So look for Jackson Christian to have quite a bit of work in the paint.
Yeah, Connor Pelham's that guy who just nonstop motor. He's going after every rebound. He's going after every block shot. He's going after every loose ball. And he comes up with a lot of them, you know, physically. He goes about, what did you say, about 6'4", and he's a leaper. So yeah. They got that nice stuff working for them. Again, when you look at people who played minutes last year on Michigan Center, Austin McKenzie, Kylan Brown, Brian Williams, Brett Haynes, senior this year, they just bring back guys, and then you add in some new kids. Like I said, Jake Nichols is the guy who quarterbacked their team, the football team, and he goes about 6'4". And then you add in Austin Hinkle. He's 6'7", 6'8". So they got big guys. They got fast guys. It's a talented team, and they're going to be the odds-on favorite to come out of the Cascades Conference this year. Of course, like we said, Hanover Horton, until somebody beats them, the championship goes through there.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, you flip it over to this Jackson Christian Royals team, and I didn't get to see them last year, and I didn't hear a ton about them, but shocked when I do a little bit of research, and you find out that Drew Blackgrove, 6'3" forward, averaged 17 points and 6 boards last year and won the reader vote for Jackson Area MVP, and he's going to be as important as anybody out there for what the Royals do tonight.
Absolutely. This is a team that has just two juniors on the roster. So top to bottom, they're full of leadership. The seniors are going to play an important role on this team. And, you know, you've got Thomas Miller, who's a senior. He's going to be the one that will probably be tasked with keeping Connor Pelham off the rebounding for Michigan Center. So this is going to be a very interesting game. I think Jackson Christian comes in a little bit under the radar, comparatively speaking, to the much-hyped Michigan Center Cardinal team. So should be a very interesting start. We'll see if Jackson Christian has the depth to keep up with Michigan Center, though.
Yeah, so I think a real difference that you're going to see is that I think depth will be the dividing factor. We might see a couple minutes where Jackson Christian can run with them, but Michigan Center, like I said, relentless pace. We'll see, you know, if they have the tools and like you said, senior leadership and experience. Maybe Jackson Christian can hang in here and get what I think would be a minor upset early in the year. Let's mention the Jackson Christian Royals starting five: Caleb Thomas, Mitchell McNeil, Drew Blackgrove, Luke Carpenter, and the coach called him Big Tom Miller. They're starting five. So we'll take a three-minute break here on the pregame for some of our fine sponsors here, including stay tuned after the game, Jackson Area Subways will decide our player of the game. Three-minute break, and we're back with more high school basketball on Jackson's News Talk, WKHM. It's 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and we're online around the world at WKHM.com.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at the Royal Dome. Jackson Christian High School with the Royals set to take on the Michigan Center Cardinals. And just shout out to some of our sponsors, Jackson YMCA, Seymour Fort Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, the Protection Center. A lot of guys who are on with us every year for every broadcast. We appreciate the sponsorships. And we're excited to have a good season here. And, you know, we were talking with the Michigan Center coaches before the game, and they were looking forward. Of course, you know, they recognize that there are some expectations on their team, and I think they're wary of keeping their kids' heads screwed on right during it. But they said they've got a holiday tournament coming up that's going to see some real tough competition, and I think that's going to be pretty fun to watch and see if they're, you know, how good they really can be.
Yeah, and it's a good strategy that you're starting to see a lot more of, you know, at the high school level and at the collegiate level, too, where a program will start to play top-tier talent just so they can kind of get a feel of where they're at in the hierarchy of basketball teams. And it was something Tom Izzo, I don't know if he really started it, but you started to see them playing North Carolina,
right.
Duke,
no,
Kentucky,
to me,
early on,
yes,
in the season to get a gauge of where they're at comparatively speaking. And this is something that Michigan Center is looking to do in that tournament. And even this game really will give them a good indicator of where they're at in terms of a very senior-led opponent.
Yeah, and to me, Tom, I don't know if he invented it either, but Tom Izzo definitely made it prominent to schedule the big dogs early on. And I think, you know, Michigan Center, you can't always. You got to play to your conference and things like that. But they've got some good games in the non-conference schedule before they get into what this year I think will be a deeper Cascades Conference than we've seen in the last few years with, I think, an improved Napoleon team. We're going to see the improvements Vandercook Lake. Hanover Horton is always good, and they probably always will be as long as Chad Mortimer's around.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm excited for a year of basketball. So we'll see the Cascades Conference. We'll get our way out to see Jackson and Lumen a couple times this year. So we're really looking forward to the season. I'm glad to have you on board, Jason. We're going to take another 2.5 break. And we'll come back and get the tip-off here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. High school basketball.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final notes of the national anthem here in the Royal Dome at Jackson Christian, and we're just moments away from the tip-off. We'll get the starters announced here on the floor for the Michigan Center Cardinals. Again, last year they were 18-4, pretty impressive record. Head coach is Travis Gaddy with assistant Brian Haynes. Gaddy's son, Tavian, the lone name that stands out as a graduate from last year that's going to be missed on the roster. But they fill that in, like I said, Jason. I just think the talent continues to come in, and we watched their JV team, and they actually look like, next year's going to be a solid roster, and then the year after that, they've got more people coming in. So Michigan Center again rolling with Austin McKenzie, Kylan Brown, and Brett Haynes, kind of a trio of guards. Haynes, he could be that kind of three guard, or, forward guard player, but Jake Nichols and Connor Pelham both go over about 6'4", so those guys will be down there for the Michigan Center Cardinals. Meanwhile, we got Caleb Thomas just getting introduced, and he is a guard there for the Jackson Christian Royals. Going about, I'd put him about 5'9". Number 14, Mitchell McNeil, my old number. Athletic build over there, and then you get big Drew Blackgrove again. He's a forward. He's going to play a lot. I think he's going to play that kind of the three position. The big Tom Miller out there, and then Luke Carpenter will join them on the floor as well. So, like I said, I think these starting lineups actually match up pretty well, Jason.
It's actually a great matchup here with, like you said, Drew Blackgrove, fan vote player MVP. Got good size, good speed, but they match up really well against Michigan Center, who also has good speed, but they also have decent length, and they can run the floor really well. The question is going to be that depth and how well that Jackson Christian can hold out.
Yep, so 8 minutes on the clock. The Royals get their last little huddle up, and we'll get to the center circle. They get big Tom Miller jumping up against Connor Pelham for Michigan Center. And this ought to be actually a nice... we saw Miller in the layup line actually getting up there a little bit above the rim. He's the tallest guy on the floor right now, and he's pretty spry, not just a big lug at that size. He's got some athleticism too. Cardinals get the tip way down the floor. McKenzie misses the bunny. Rebounded by Jackson Christian. Nice job to snag and look up the floor for Haynes, but Cardinals missed the layup now from the wing. Pressure on the ball. And that's knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Michigan Center. That's number 14, Mitchell McNeil.
Both teams out running.
Come out from the sideline to the top, and that is Caleb Thomas. Thomas with Brown guarding him. Goes to the rack. Knocked away by Pelham. Comes up with a loose ball. Now a nice feed across the lane. Double clutch and score it. Mitchell McNeil gets the Royals on the board first. Cardinals waste no time. Secondary break. Connor Pelham goes right to the rack, and he misses the layup. Little dust-up afterwards goes to the floor. And now with the loose ball, Kylan Brown gets the turnover for center. Down to Pelham, and he'll finish that one. We're tied at two. Fast pace to start, and we'd expect nothing less from these two squads. Inbound for the Royals goes to Caleb Thomas. Picked up at the center line by Kylan Brown for the Cardinals.
Looks like center's going to start out with a little man-to-man here.
Wing, McNeil feeding the post. Knocked away by Pelham, and the Cardinals come with the turnover. Brown gets the break going. Looking up the floor to McKenzie. Now he'll get out to Nichols. Open from the wing for three. In the basket. Hits it. And make it 5-2 Michigan Center in the early going. Thomas bringing it up for the Royals. And he'll get, again, pressure at about half court. Brown goes for the steal. Now a little trap. They break it into the paint. Tried to pass it away right over to the broadcast table. First pass I've gotten this year. Out of bounds, turnover, and it'll be Michigan Center ball.
Good help side defense by Michigan Center on that that last series.
Yeah, Mitchell McNeil got into the paint. Didn't really have anywhere to go because the center, like you said, the help side defense was there, and he turned it over trying to pass it out. Dribble drive, pull-up jumper from the elbow, missed by McKenzie. Rebounded Jackson Christian, and McNeil looking to drive. Stolen from behind, Kylan Brown, and he'll start to break the other direction. He takes it in. Double clutch, scored, and the foul. Tough lefty finish there for Kylan Brown. Makes it look pretty easy. Casually. He's very casual when he gets into the paint.
He's very relaxed, very poised down there. Good acrobatic off-balance shot, and he drew the foul.
7-2 Cardinals with free throw pending. 6:13 to go first quarter on WKHM. And from the stripe, nothing but cord for Kylan Brown, and they pick up full court pressure. Royals break the press, get it over the middle. McNeil down the lane, double clutch it, and missed it. Rebounded Pelham. Haynes gets up the floor to Kylan Brown. Now to Haynes on a cut. He gets some contact and scores it, but no call. Still 10-2 Cardinals.
Great feed there. Kylan Brown with the good court vision there.
Give and go. Brett Haynes on a nice cut and good concentration on the layup. Leads to a 10-2 game. 5:54 to go in the first.
Looks like Nathan Ross is going to check into the game for Jackson Christian. He will replace Mitchell McNeil.
We haven't called Drew Blackgrove's name yet. We haven't called Tom Miller's name. Good job by the Cardinals defense to shut off those two big guns. From the wing, the Cardinals skip it across. Now Brown, right corner. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. And from the wing, McKenzie shoots the three in and out. Rebounded by Tom Miller. Kylan Brown right there to attempt the steal. He's going to draw a foul, though. Pick up a foul, excuse me. And that'll be his first. And that first foul on the Cardinals. 10-2 Michigan Center, early going of our first high school basketball broadcast of the year. And Caleb Thomas working against the Michigan Center, pressure knocked away. Brown comes away with a loose ball, and he'll drive it to the basket. Lefty finish, in and out, tip, no good, rebounded Miller, and the Royals have it back. But now McKenzie comes up with a steal. Keep it on the Michigan Center end, and they'll reset at the top of Brett Haynes near the midcourt mark.
Great idea to slow it
down. Pull up three, and he hits. Big three. Oh, no. Stepped on the line. Signal two from the official. Still a nice pull up J from Brett Haynes. Blackgrove's got it now, working one on one with Nichols. Gets double teamed. He'll pick up the dribble. And trying to get to Caleb Thomas out of bounds.
And again, that good backside help defense by Michigan Center, getting it done one more time. This time it was Brett Haynes coming around the backside.
12-2, 30-second break for a timeout on WKHM.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just under 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 12-2 Cardinals with the ball. Brett Haynes out of the right corner, now up to the wing. Now he's got it near top of the key. Haynes will dribble drive, kick out, pull up Jake Nichols.
Wrong Nichols.
Bounces high off the rim over the backboard out of bounds. Yeah, Kirk and I played together, so the Nichols family continuing their legacy at Michigan Center.
Graduating class 2000 right there.
Yep. Blackgrove now bringing the ball up. And you know, one of the things that's impressive about this Michigan Center pressure is they don't necessarily sell out on it. They just individually play great pressure defense. And so they're not getting beat a lot, you know, where you have a tendency to get beat through pressure.
Yeah, good help side defense and Everybody playing with their head up.
And going hard. Pelham rebounds. Now the run out for Michigan Center. Long three for Haynes off back rim. And the high rebound corralled by the Royals. Bring it back the other way. Knocked away by Nichols. Blackgrove now with the three-pointer, and he hits. First shot, but it comes at a big time. 12-5 on the three-pointer. They cut the lead down to 7. Michigan Center with the ball. 3:51 on the clock. Kylan Brown dribble drive. Kick out to Nichols for a long two. Nothing but court on that one.
Good job there. That was a play last year that Kylan Brown likely would have taken the shot. Probably wouldn't have garnered a foul there. Missed it. And we were going back the other way without any points.
Tom Miller working on the baseline. Gets a little deep behind the backboard. Has to pass it out, and it's loose. Blackgrove saves it. Kylan Brown with a ball. Nifty back.
Wow.
Up. Ooh, looked like a good block, but I guess he got him on the arm. Pelham's going to get a foul. But, yeah, Kylan Brown on the loose ball. No look. Bullet.
With spin.
Tip pass.
Unbelievable play
there. Good sense there. 3:20 to go first quarter. It's 14-5. The Cardinals lead by 9. With Pelham at the stripe.
Foul whistled on Caleb Thomas. That's his second.
Thomas comes out of the tilt with two fouls early here. Pelham hits the first free throw, makes it a 10-point Cardinal advantage.
Cochran and Mitchell will check back into the game here.
Second attempt for Pelham is also good. Cardinals hit their first three free throws here. And you know, that's something that I think plagued them in big moments. Not so much last year, but the year before that. So these guys have, you know, I think improved at the line probably a little bit. And that's something they've worked on. McNeil on a run out here for the Royals. Loses the ball on the baseline. He called for a double dribble. It was really a travel. But turnover nonetheless.
And the inbound there by Brian Williams for Michigan Center was checked back into the game. Or checked into the game for the first time, I should say.
Also on the floor, Austin Hinkle. Drives. Nifty switch hands in the air for McKenzie. He missed. He's struggling a little bit shooting in the early going. McNeil on the run out, and he'll score it. Fast break for the Royals. Gets another one on the board. 16-7. They trail Michigan Center right now. Brett Haynes back up the floor quickly on the right wing. Now to McKenzie at the top. McKenzie will hand off to Haynes. And now on the cutting, Williams missed the layup. Tip no good, Austin Hinkle, but he gets the rebound, puts it back up. No good, gets his own board again. Third try is through. Make it 18-7, Michigan Center. 11-point advantage with 2.5 to go first quarter.
Great job by Hinkle to stay with that play.
Padding those rebound numbers. Black Grove pressured at the top by Williams, and he'll get whistled for the foul on the reach.
That is going to be his first. And we've got another substitution here. Andrew Torti checking into the game. He will replace Austin McKenzie, for those of you keeping score at home.
And McKenzie, I think, had a nice start defensively, handling the ball, all those things. He just wasn't getting the shots to drop, but that'll come around game one. Kylan Brown with another steal here for the Cardinals. On the run out, goes to Williams, and he goes short on the rebound. On the layup, but Kylan Brown on the rebound puts it back. And that's where, you know, he snuck in there as their second leading rebounder. Kylan Brown staying with the play. 20-7, 13-point Michigan Center Cardinal advantage. Black Grove working right wing. Now he'll get to Miller. Tom Miller drives, goes up left-handed, no good. Looking for contact, no whistle. And now Brown back the other way on the break. Williams for a long three, short. Tipped by Haynes and pulled down by the Royals.
Well, looks like Kyle Cochran got that one down. There's a steal by Brown. I'm going to get a whistle on the play.
Kevin Brown relentless. He's going after every ball. And he gets a lot of them. 20-7 right now. Michigan Center leads, minute 39 to go. And we're still in the opening period for Jackson Christian High School. I like this spot. It's just a hop and a skip from the radio station. Short drive.
That's right.
Minute 36. Michigan Center ball. Brett Haynes driving. Pull-up jumper left wing. Short. Rebounded Williams. Gets it back to Haynes. He drives. Pump fake. Gets the defender in the air. He goes up and draws a foul.
The previous foul on Nathan Ross, his first. This one looks like it's going to go against Mitchell McNeil. Oh, no, my apologies. That's Luke Carpenter with his first.
Cardinals right now on the floor. Austin Hinkle. Brett Haynes. Brian Williams. Andrew Torti and Kylan Brown. For the Royals, we have Kyle Cochran, Andrew Blackgrove. Is that Thomas Miller down a little block?
That is big Tom Miller down on the block.
Oh, no, it's not. That's McNeil.
Oh, no. That is Carpenter.
And then we
as
get
well.
Luke Carpenter, yeah. Carpenter on the drive now. And he's going to get an offensive foul.
That was a 50-50 call there.
Official Tim Hoffman on the call there. That defender was moving backwards. You got to make that snap decision. You know, we're critical of the officials sometimes, but they have to decide immediately. We get a chance to think about it.
Absolutely.
It's not an awful call.
Yes, and MHSAA does a great job training these officials and getting them ready for every season.
Oh,
check out
yeah.
their website if you'd like to participate.
Yeah, they need as many as they can get, honestly. Not a bad way to make a couple bucks and have some fun with some high school kids. Right wing McKenzie now into the corner. Torti looking down low. And he feeds Austin Hinkle working baseline. Now he'll kick back out to Torti. Skip past McKenzie. Now he dribble drives, loses it. McNeil out on the run out. It's into the paint. Nothing. A lot of contact, no whistle. Kylan Brown comes with a loose ball. And he'll drive, scoop, score it. 23-7.
Kylan Brown now with 7 points there. Looked like head coach Travis Gaddy wanted the foul there, but that'll take the 2 points.
Drew Blackgirl pulls up the three. Off rim, rebounded Torty after a tip. Kylan Brown brings it up for the Cardinals with 35 seconds to go here in the opening period. Crossover dribble gets baseline, opposite side. Great look to Brian Williams in the corner, and he knocks down the triple.
Good balanced scoring attack by Michigan Center to start out the first quarter.
26-7, and kind of on the look of the Royals' faces, don't know what hit them exactly. Drew Blackgirl now kicks to the corner. Missed three. Good look for Kyle Cochran. The rebound comes out long, and Blackgirl misses the three as well. And mark another rebound down for Kylan Brown as he gets it going here with 4 seconds. Pulls up the three on the crossover, and it's good. Nope, stepped on the line. Long two.
He broke some ankles on that play.
So after one, it is 29-7, Michigan Center. 1 minute break. We're right back with the second quarter on WKHM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
28-7. Cardinals lead the Royals after one. And you hope Jackson Christian can adjust to the pressure a little bit, get a little comfortable out there, and take advantage of an opportunity to maybe get some fast break points.
Smartest thing for them right now is going to be to slow this game down, force Michigan Center to play a much slower tempo game than what they've been playing in this first quarter, because Center ran and they made a ton of shots, and we mentioned during the break they're on pace for, what is that, 112
points? I think it came
so
up.
Yeah.
Drew Blackgirl passed his left wing.
Is Tyler Ernst checked into the game?
Carter McNeil going down low to Big Tom Miller. We had a battle down in the block, and that's going to be a whistle against Austin Hinkle. It's a nice matchup down there, too, with a couple guys got some length, but some athleticism, too. I may be mistaken, but I think I spotted Matt Lehman up in the Raptors scouting this Michigan Center team.
Uh-oh.
Near knockaway there, but Brett Haynes now into the corner. And there's a long shot missed. Caleb Thomas rebounded by Williams, and he'll bring it up himself. Right up the left side, now to the top of the key to Haynes, between the legs dribble. McKenzie, and he pulls up for three, so they struggled to shoot in the first quarter, comes out and hits a big triple. Start things off in the second, 31-7, Michigan Center. 7:17 to go first half. Drew Blackgirl working against Williams. Hits McNeil on the run out. Now stolen, McKenzie all alone. That'll help your field goal percentage. Oh, he missed the layup, but he's got a foul.
That's going to be a foul on Mitchell McNeil. That is his first. Austin McKenzie with that three on the last possession makes him the seventh different Michigan Center Cardinal to score so far in this game.
Wow. Good job by McNeil to chase down that play. It looked like McKenzie was well out in front of everyone. And McNeil chased him down. Another free throw hit there for Michigan Center. 4-for-4 now by my count.
Nichols and Pelham will check in for Michigan Center. They will replace Brian Williams and Austin Hinkle.
McKenzie will shoot another one here at the stripe. Hits it. 33-7, Michigan Center in front. Now dribbling up as Nathan Ross. trying to get to big Tom Miller, and every time they go down to that low block, there are two or three Michigan Center kids just swarming right to that spot. Cardinals with Pelham, Torty, Nichols, Haynes, and McKenzie.
That foul's going to go against Connor Pelham, his first.
Into Ross. Ross looking down to the low block. Now he'll dribble to the top. Pressure from Haynes. Knocked away. Loose ball. Ross is on it, but he's going to get called for travel. He did spin all the way around.
He had a little bit of help there, but travel nonetheless.
They're letting a lot of contacts go here on the Michigan Center ball pressure, too. Haynes has it outside. Crossover dribble will get in. Kick out to McKenzie for three, and he'll knock that down. So after struggling from the floor early, he's knocked down a couple triples and a pair of free throws. And we got 36-7 Michigan Center score. Blackgrove getting in. A nice pull-up from the elbow. Rebound attempt. Miller loses it, and then we get some contact. And call it against the Royals. Couldn't quite reel in that loose ball, but I guess because of the contact.
Yeah, that was a hard collision there between McKenzie and Blackgrove. It's going to be Blackgrove's first foul. And that's going to put McKenzie at the line.
McKenzie having himself a heck of a second quarter here with 8 points.
Luke Carpenter will check back in, replacing Tyler Ernst in the lineup for the Royals. Long-standing tradition of these two teams playing one another. It goes back to our high school days.
Yeah, we remember that fondly at this very location, a big win that we got. Tim Walls, I think, was that on that team. Maybe Chad Perrine. I'm not sure if that was his year or not. I think he was a little bit ahead. Anyway, McKenzie knocks down the pair, 38-7. And it's a big advantage here for Michigan Center and the Royals. Right now, you just got to figure out what you can do to get some points on the board. This Michigan Center offense gets a lot of credit, but they score a lot of these points off of good defensive plays.
Good defense has been tenacious in this game.
And Torty, relentless on the ball right now.
I remember last year, he was a fiery defender.
Ross finds himself open for three in the corner, and he knocks it down. Rainbow. There's a big bucket for the Royals, and Michigan Center gives you no breathing room. Quick up the floor, and Torty gets a layup. You hit a three, you hustle back in defense, and Michigan Center's already there. Torty now with a steal and knock away from Connor Pelham. Finds McKenzie back to Pelham.
Good feed.
And he'll score it. Nice look on what could have been a difficult pass play. McKenzie finds Connor following the play. 42-10. Pelham with a big bucket. 5.5 to go first half. Big Thomas Miller making a drive. And we're going to get a push against Pelham before Torty had an opportunity to take a charge there on the low block. Miller caught that one in the paint and immediately heading toward the bucket. There are a lot of things to like about what the Royals are doing so far. Just a lot more to like about what the Cardinals have done to this point. 5:29 to go first half. 42-10, Cardinal lead. Miller at the free throw line, in and out. And that substitution's coming off the Cardinal bench.
It's going to be Connor Pelham's second foul, and he's going to head to the bench. He is replaced by Austin Hinkle. Also, number 23, Rayfield Johnson. We'll see our first look at him in this game for Michigan Center.
And the second one rattles home. 42-11 is our score. Haynes right up the floor for Michigan Center. Torty thinks about a three. Now we'll get back to the top. Haynes at the top of the key, working the left side of the circle. And there's an open baseline look for Nichols, and rattles around, falls off. Rebounded Johnson, blocked, but a little bit of contact on Big Tom Miller. Rayfield Johnson on the offensive rebound, go to the line for a pair.
It's going to be foul number one on Tom Miller. Rayfield Johnson just checking into the game, and he's going to get his first two free throw attempts here.
And that's got Michigan Center in the bonus the rest of the way here in the half.
He'll miss the first, and Kylan Brown checking in here. He will replace Andrew Torty. Now makes his way to the bench.
42-11, 5:15 to go. That clock's been running a little slow, I think, in the last minute or so. Ross gets the rebound on the missed free throw. Brings it up for Jackson Christian. He's working at the top of the key now. He gets to the wing. McNeil gives it and cuts. Was open. Miller missed him. Spins. nice quick move. Miller, he gets to the bucket, but puts it up lefty and can't get it to go. Out of bounds, and the Royals will get the ball inbounds under the basket. McNeil to make the inbound pass.
Good cut by McNeil. He had the backdoor screen wide open there.
Into the low block, and a shot goes up. No good. Missed shot on that one is Luke Carpenter. Rebounded and down the floor immediately. Michigan center. Haynes for an open three. Off back rim. Hinkle rebounds. He missed the putback. Miller asserting some authority down low. Gets it to Ross, who brings it up the right side for the Royals. And now looking to feed the block. McNeil
tipped pass there.
Tipped away. Brown comes away with a loose ball. And Haynes on the run out. Has it knocked away, but we'll get a whistle against Jay Christian and a technical foul.
Ooh, got to be careful here.
Tim Hoffman.
And he wasted no time throwing that technical up.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what he said. Because, I mean, being demonstrative after you don't think you fouled a kid isn't necessarily technical worthy to me.
I agree.
But he also said something. And whatever it was, they nipped it in the bud right away. Yeah, I don't necessarily always disagree with a quick technical like that if you want to try to keep sometimes these young men in line.
Absolutely. Brett Haynes will hit the first technical, and he will also knock down the second. It's going to make it 44-11, 4:32 to play in the half. Haynes will now make the third.
And that one's good as well.
How about number four for good measure there? And he turned around and started walking down the court like he could do that all day.
46-11 with 4.5 to go in the first half. And Cardinal ball. So the technical foul turned into an opportunity for the Cardinals to really put some more distance between themselves and Jackson Christian. Kellen Brown, smooth pass to Haynes, and he hits a triple there from the right wing. 49-11. The Michigan Center Cardinals keeping that pace, that 112-point pace up.
Haynes now with 12.
McNeil working from the top of the key for the Royals, getting to Tom Miller on the low block. Ball gets a little loose. Miller swings an elbow, and that's going to catch Austin Hinkle in the face, it looks like. And they'll whistle it against Tom Miller.
And it looks like they're going to get Hinkle out of the game real quick. He might have taken a shot to the jaw there.
Yeah. And, I don't think that it was a dirty play by Miller, but every time he gets the ball down there, like I said, he's got four or five hands going after it. So he's just trying to protect it. He didn't have a great catch on it, so he's just trying to keep the ball real in.
And incidental contact there, nothing you could do on it.
But definitely warranted a foul, I would say. Haynes off the left wing. Now to Kevin Brown. Drives in. Kick out to Nichols. Now he'll drive. Scoop. Hook shot in the paint. And he hits it. Nice play, Nichols. Shades of his dad, Herb Nichols, back in the 1996 season. Ross now at the top for the Royals. Playing at the top of the key. Now he'll get it to the right wing. Drew Blackgrove. Pass to the top, and a three-point hit. Kyle Cochran for the Royals. 51-14. Brown all the way back up the floor. Double clutch. He thought about passing it out, then scooped it. Missed the shot, but it's still pretty impressive even when he missed it. Ross now on the left wing, looking for Miller down a low block, and he missed it. A little too strong off the glass. And Miller has been working hard down there.
We're going to have to get you auctioneer lessons to keep up with this offense by center.
Here comes Ross back up the floor for the Royals. Under 3 minutes now to go first half. Right wing, McNeil. Now he gets to the top. There's another three for Cochran, and he hit. Kyle Cochran catches a little bit of fire now for the Royals. Quickly centers back up the floor. Double clutch, Nichols gets his own rebound on the miss. Blocked by Miller, but they're getting whistled for a foul. The Royals absolutely cannot catch a breath. You score it, you get a three-pointer, you settle in, and it's too late. Michigan Center's already at the rim again.
Yeah, Kyle Cochran with his second foul.
Nichols hits the free throw. 52-17 is the count.
Now 8 points for young Jake Nichols.
Second free throw attempt. Front rim bounces in. Make it 53-17, 2:32 to go here in the first half. Drew Blackgrove with the ball at the top. He'll get trapped. Casual pass deflected, and now a battle for the loose ball comes over to number 20, Tyler Ernst. Now he'll get to Ross at the top. Lefty finish at the rim. Nice drive. Missed the free throw, and Brown's back the other way for the Cardinals. And he'll miss the shot, and that's rebounded by Cochran.
And that's one of those shots that Brown has to pay attention to. It's one of those that just a poor shot selection, needs to watch that.
McNeil with a three-pointer. Nothing but court there. Good open look. One of the few that they've had, an easy look for the Royals, and he hits the three. 53-20 now the score. Brown all the way to the basket again. Missed the shot. Rebounded Ross for the Royals. Jackson Christian back up the floor. And Cochran with another three. In and out. Good look, though, for Kyle Cochran. Excuse me. Kelly Brown coming all the way back, and he'll get all the way to rim. Missed again. Cochran to bring it back out for Jackson Christian. They got a little bit of momentum working here. Ross working left side. Now he'll look to drive baseline all the way to the basket. Blocked! Brian Williams goes up high to reject it. Williams going up. Excuse me, Brett Haynes. Nice feed down low. Rayfield Johnson finishes with the left hand, and it's academic at that point. Great look by Haynes to find him on the low block. Here comes Ross after the block shot. Dribbles off his left foot. Brown right there for the loose ball. Bounce pass deep. Great cross-court pass and a tough finish. And Nichols with another two. 55-20, Michigan Center.
And don't look now, but Center now has eight different players who have scored at least 1 point in this game.
McNeil working from the right side. Gives it off on the drive. Blocked, but we'll get a whistle for a foul. Tyler Ernst will go to the strike for two with 44.2 seconds on our first half clock. 57-20. So after one, the pace was 112. Now it's at 114.
That foul is going to go against Brian Williams, his second.
And Ernst steps up and knocks down the free throw casually, comfortably.
We're going to get a couple of center players checking in. Hunter Horsch will check into the ball game. We also have Joe Edwards out there in the backcourt. Looks like he's going to run the point.
And a couple free throws made by Ernst. Good whistle and a substitution to get Big Tom Miller back into the tilt. And there's an inbound. McKenzie will bring the ball up for Michigan Center. Working left side at the wing. Now over to Nichols. Jake Nichols, long two. Gave him a little bit of breathing room, and he fired up and hit. Nothing but cords. 59-22, Michigan Center. 23 seconds now. Cochran left wing. Now to the top of the key. McNeil will drive. Up and under. Missed. Rebounded Williams. Tapped to McKenzie with 13 seconds. Good pressure, McNeil, on McKenzie. Nice handles by Austin. And now he gets to the corner. Three-pointer. No good. And
I'm going to get a whistle here.
The whistle was for?
Looked like maybe out of bounds. That was the only indication I saw.
59-22, 1.8. Ross will heave full court. And that's going to be a miss. 59-22, Michigan Center's torrid pace. And, you know, Jason, I don't think the Royals did anything that bad. I don't think they looked awful. I just think Michigan Center was absolutely relentless on the pressure. Even after Jackson Christian scored, it was a heartbeat, and Michigan Center's already back in the paint on the other end. They're just absolutely running this pace that I don't know that the Royals could keep up with.
Yeah, they've dominated the tempo of this basketball game, which is exactly what they wanted to do. They rotate a ton of guys in and out, so they have the ability to run the floor up and down, and they just had a fantastic first half, and they are on pace for a whole bunch of points here coming up.
Yeah, this right now, 59-22, that'd be 118 points, 118-44 if the pace continued. I don't expect it to, and if the gap remains the same, we'll have a clock runner. But I think Jackson Christian did start to do a couple different things late in that half. We saw Kyle Cochran hit a couple big threes. We saw Nathan Ross get open and hit a three or two. And Drew Blackgrove has had pressure every time he touches the ball, and that's true of Big Tom Miller, too. Every time he gets down on that low block, he's got two guys to contend with at least.
Yeah, and that's what you started to see towards the end of the second quarter for Jackson Christian. Two guys on Blackgrove, two guys on Miller, which allowed the floor to open up for Kyle Cochran, Mitchell McNeil. They were finally able to get the ball to those two, and they were able to make important baskets later on into the second quarter. But we'll see if that continues or if the center coaching staff makes the adjustment to make sure that they stick on that tight man-to-man defense.
Yeah, and at this point, with such a point spread between the two, of your goal, Jackson Christian, when you come out here in the second half is to, you know, knock this lead down, get it somewhere respectable, and then, you know, see what happens in the fourth quarter. We'll take a three-minute break here on the halftime, and we got a Concord head coach and former WKHM broadcaster Matt Lehman on the halftime report. 59-22, Michigan Center leads Jackson Christian on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters, and because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right!
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Come on and slam!
Steve Boyle and Jason Smith, Michigan Center, Jackson Christian matchup here. 59-22 is the score with at the half here. And a special guest, unexpected, Matt Lehman in the house. Scouting trip, Matt?
Yeah, we play Michigan Center on a Thursday. So.
Yeah, that's going to be at the Concord, scenic confines of the Concord Arena. Who's that gym named after? You?
Right, nobody.
Oh.
Should be probably Coach Urshelitz, I guess.
All right. Well, what did you see from the Cardinals in the first half?
That's a clinic right there. That's a basketball clinic. They get up and down the floor. They score off rebounds. They score off steals. They score off made baskets.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson Christian scored, and they got a layup at the other end on two or three occasions, or at least got up the floor and got fouled. They're impressive. And they play well together. You can tell they got great chemistry. This is one of the teams to beat in Jackson area, sure.
Yeah, when you look at Kylan Brown and somebody like Brett Haynes and, Connor Pelham, these are guys that have been on the varsity now for 3 years. This is their third year on varsity, so they've really, you can tell the chemistry is there. They've been playing together and in the same system, and
they're just having fun out there.
Yeah, really.
You know, I mean, you go out game one, put up 59 first half points. It was impressive.
And I don't think this Royals team is bad. They're not a bad team. They got a couple players. They're not real deep.
No, but they hit some shots. I mean, they kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start, but they kind of made a little bit of a, I don't want to say a run, because they just really kind of answered Michigan Center's run. But this is impressive. They got a little bit of everything. They got Kylan Brown is, he's the straw that stirs the drink. He gets into the lane. He's got guys that can shoot it from the perimeter. Mm-hmm. He's got the ultimate cleanup guy inside, you know. and then the Haynes kid. I mean, that kid. Thank God he plays like his mom.
A little shot at Brian Haynes as you walk by. Well, Matt, thanks for coming down on the halftime. I'll let you get back on your
camera. I'm not. I don't need to film anymore. I don't think I'm going to get any more. I don't think I'm going to get much out of this game. No, I think I think I'm going to shut it down and maybe just watch the rest of the game, or at least the third quarter, and
go home to game plan.
Go home and try to figure it out. We got a couple days to get ready. So.
All right, Matt. Well, good luck this year.
Happy Steve.
Concord Yellow Jackets.
Thank you.
We hear you got a couple athletes over there, too. So
we'll be okay.
We'll look forward to finding that result on Thursday.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks for coming out, buddy. It's Matt Lehman, my former broadcast partner. Thanks to Jason Smith for taking a moment and letting us get Matt on board here. We got let's take another minute break here on the half. We'll come back to second half action. 59-22, Michigan Center leads Jackson Christian on WKHM.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And we're just about ready for second half action. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Jackson Christian School. It's a little after 8 o'clock on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. And, Jason, I don't know why we see what we got for scorers. Did you add those numbers up at all, or can you count them up real quick for us?
I certainly did in the midst of a Jackson Christian girls' Rice Krispie treat. courtesy of them. Thank you very much. So for Michigan Center, we had Austin McKenzie with 10, Kylan Brown with 9, Jake Nichols had 14, Ryan Williams with 3, Brett Haynes 12, Andrew Torti had 2, Rayfield Johnson with 2, Connor Pelham checked in with 6, and Austin Hinkle dropped 2 for 9 different Michigan Center scorers. On the flip side for Jackson Christian, the Royals, Kyle Cochran led the team with 6 points, Mitchell McNeil with 5, Tyler Ernst and Luke Carpenter each had 2, Nathan Ross and Drew Blackgrove chipped in with 3.
And that's where we stand here. 8 minutes on the clock. Second half about to get ready with the starters on the floor for Michigan Center. And a little bit of a tweak to the lineup for the Royals. Drew Blackgrove and Big Tom Miller out there with Nathan Ross, Caleb Thomas, and Kyle Cochran. Cochran got a little hot from the floor late first half. They'll look to him to score. They got a lot of gaps to fill. Bit of a slowdown offense. Quick three from Haynes. Short from the left corner. Rebounded by the Royals. They're up the floor. Ross now right wing. Gets to the top. Cochran, quick trigger. Missed the three. Rebound bounces Miller. And he'll lose it. And wanted a foul. Out of bounds. Turnover. Michigan Center ball. Nichols will inbound to Kylan Brown. He's over the midline, dribbles up to the left side. Now he'll cross over into the free throw area. Gives to Brett Haynes on the drive. Has it knocked away, and he'll draw a whistle on the contact.
That foul is going to go against Nathan Ross, his second. First this half. Brett Haynes will look to stretch that 12-point output here.
Yeah, he's been money at the line so far. That one goes front rim, still gets the roll. That puts Michigan Center over that 60-point mark. Haynes stripe. That one's in and out. And battle for the rebound. Tom Miller tips it and can't quite reel it in. That's going to go out of bounds.
Yeah, Tom Miller's got to be careful here. That was a... A little bit showy there when he threw the ball back into to the referee.
There might be a quick trigger on that technical foul whistle. Kylan Brown hits the three. He inbounds to Haynes, steps into the corner, knocks down a triple, 63-22 Michigan Center.
That's going to give Brown 12 points on the game.
Give and go there for the Royals. Miller gets down low, and he'll finally draw that whistle that he's been looking for. Missed the shot attempt, but he'll go to the line for two. We have a running clock here with a 63-22 score.
Brett Haynes with his first foul. Michigan Center now has 4 players scoring in double figures.
And Miller missed the free throw. He struggled there from the stripe in the first half. Missed a pair. Miller back at the stripe. And this one's through.
It is surprisingly just the first point for Thomas Miller in this game.
Haynes right back at it for Michigan Center. Nichols with the dribble drive pressure. Miller rebounds. Quick outlet to Ross. Nathan Ross at the right side. Stops at the wing. Now he'll dribble back across the top to set up the offense. And gets to the right wing again. Pressure. Puts the ball on the floor, now give and go with Drew Blackgrove on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Tip by Miller, no good. Battle for the rebound, kicks back out. Now Blackgrove with a good look for three, and he'll hit. Drew Blackgrove with a triple, 63-26 is our score, 5:40 to go in the third. Kylan Brown gives to Austin McKenzie. Now he'll look to attack at the elbow. Dribbles back out, open three, look for Nichols, and he hits. Nichols' jumper has been... on fire, and he's not hesitant to pull the trigger on it.
No, he's not.
66-26, a 40-point Michigan Center advantage with 5:19 to go here in the third.
He now has 17 in the ball game.
Drive in and kick out to Ross for the three. Missed it. Battle for the rebound. Pelham comes away with a loose ball. Gets it to Haynes, who brings it up the floor for Michigan Center. Crossover dribble drive. Gets the contact. Ross on the reach-in for the Royals. And Caleb Thomas with a nice dribble drive and dish on that last possession for the Royals. Ross couldn't convert on the three-pointer, but they got a good look on that play. And I think the Royals are starting to feel comfortable against the Michigan Center pressure, but at this point, maybe too little too late. Brown inbounds from the baseline to Haynes.
Foul number three on Ross.
Skip past McKenzie on the three-pointer. Miss. And good box out by McNeil. Kylan Brown went up for the rebound over the back.
That's going to be his second foul on Kylan Brown.
Two team fouls in the early going for both squads. 4:18 to go in the third. And that is Carpenter. Now he'll get it to Cochran. Now to Ross, double teamed on the wing. Back to the top. Cochran puts it on the floor. Now McNeil will get it down to Miller on the low block, and he's going to get a whistle. That's going to go against Nichols. Down on the low block defending Miller.
First foul for Nichols, and he's going to come on out of the game. Brian Williams will check back in. He's got 3 points and two fouls.
Williams did a nice job against Miller in the first half. Also found himself matched up on Blackgrove a couple times.
And surprisingly, Drew Blackgrove's not on the floor.
And Michigan Center nearly coming away with a steal. Almost goes out of bounds. Miller saves it off one of the Cardinals, and it'll be Royal ball with an inbound on the sideline. Clock's still running here for us in the third quarter at the Royal Dome.
Andrew Torti going to check in for Austin McKenzie for the Cardinals.
Ross inbound pass to Carpenter. He takes it from the elbow. Turnaround jumper is missed. Rebound battled for. Brett Haynes comes away with it. He's up the floor real quick. Williams into the corner. Airballs the three-pointer. Rebound to McNeil. Off the floor the other way, and Ross now will think about pulling up a three on the wing. Instead, he'll feed to Miller on the low block. And it looks like Miller's setting up to make a move, and he has it knocked away on this last touch, Jackson Christian. Miller has had no time to work down there. He's got a size advantage over everybody else on the opposite bench, but he has had no time to work down on the low block. Michigan Center doubling down every time.
Austin Hinkle going to check into the game for Center.
Brown drive, kick out to Williams. Airball the three last time. This one's in and out. Rebounded by McNeil. He'll slow it down a little bit for the Royals here.
That's probably smart for them. Slow it down, set up a play, look for the open man.
Ross finds himself opposite side. That was almost a dream shake right there. Hakeem Olajuwon style. Missed the shot, though. Rebound to Michigan Center out on the break. Williams will lay it up on a beautiful feed from Kylan Brown. He's got to have a dozen assists at this point.
That was completely academic there. A good run in transition by both Brown and Williams.
Nice drive. Carpenter has a block from behind. Austin Hinkle out of bounds. It'll be Royals ball.
Like Hinkle just kind of snuck in there from behind to make that block.
That used to be my move.
Carpenter had a good look. That was the only move I had when it came to blocks.
And maybe a ladder if you could get one.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to sneak up on people with a ladder, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, don't tell that to the WWE. Ross working with the ball, pressured by Kylan Brown. Now he'll try to drop down to McNeil, stolen by Hinkle. Starts a break for the Cardinals. Now up to Torti. He's going to drive in, loses his footing and the basketball on the way down. Torti, a vital member of the Michigan Center Cardinals football team. Now he comes back and gets the loose ball. Haynes is going to chase it down into his own corner. Wide open look for three. Pulls up, and it's up back rim, up off the support. That'll be out of bounds.
Good hustle there.
Well, you hustle it down the floor, and you don't expect to find yourself standing all alone in the corner for three.
Yeah, you pick up the ball, turn around expecting having to get rid of it quickly, and there's no one around him. Why not throw it up?
Clock running still here with a 68-26 score, and we'll stop it at 39.5. Extended delay here as we get a towel out here. These sweaty kids diving on the floor for loose balls.
After that flat tire down here on the other end, Torti, it looks like might want to get a little bit of towel action down here too.
You know what? Credit to Michigan Center. They've been well ahead in this game for a while now. No drop off in effort. You know, nobody's getting comfortable or anything like that. They continue to work really hard. And that goes to show you that it's about the system rather than any kind of desire to to beat anybody up. They're just trying to play in the system and learn it and you know, have themselves the best game every time out.
Absolutely.
Drew Blackrobe checked back into the game for Jackson Christian.
It's to the top. Cochran fires the three, and he's got a nice stroke. That one hits front rim, gets the roll. 68-29 now on the three-point hit for Kyle Cochran.
And don't blink, because center is already back in transition here.
Tough pass goes off Torty's shoulder and out of bounds. Royals get the turnover.
Rayfield Johnson quietly checked back into the game for center as well during that delay with the mop crew.
And we get a timeout on the floor now. 10.2 seconds to go, third period. 68-29. Michigan Center leads. 30-second break. We're back on WKHM.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC. DIC.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith discussing the finer points of Rice Krispie Treats here during the break. Timeout left us with 10.2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Michigan Center well in front, and we've had a running clock through most of this period. But again, the Cardinals continue to keep the effort up. The Royals, credit to them, too. No quit in them. Still looking to get points on the board and make things happen. Again, this is game one, so you're learning a lot about yourself tonight and how you're going to be game two and so on and so forth.
You know, this is your first opportunity to see the system in action against actual, you know, live opponents. And
Inbound went to Black Grove. He looks to feed Miller down in the low block, and another whistle against the Cardinals. They have defended him very aggressively. We'll run out the final 10 seconds of the third quarter. We got the final period of our game coming up. 68-29, our score. 1 minute break here on WKHM.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined. Reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, ready for the fourth quarter of our opening game of this 2016-17 basketball campaign on WKHM. You can, of course, hear our games around the world at WKHM.com and listen to audio archives at JacksonESPN.com, high school audio button on the tab. Jackson Christian Royals with the ball to start and looking to get it into Tom Miller, and we'll get another foul whistle. It's actually going to go against Kyle Cochran, maybe a legal screen. Foul away from the ball.
See his third, the team's third as well.
McKenzie brings it up for the Cardinals now, gives to Torty. Right wing, three-point shot, no good. Long rebound, Torty reels it in. It's to Johnson in the corner, now back out to Williams. McKenzie dribbles right wing. Kick out to Torty, three-point shot goes up, and this time it's through. 71-29, Cardinals came off of that 119-point pace they were on. Still 71, a good total to have the beginning of your quarter. And Nathan Ross on a dribble drive. He'll draw contact. 15 foul against the center Cardinals.
It's going to be Torty's first. Team fifth.
Cal Cochran on the inbound from the baseline. Gets it into big Tom Miller just outside of the paint. He'll work his way in. strong shot off the glass. Can't convert, but Austin Hinkle will get whistled for a foul on the defense.
That's going to be Hinkle's second and team number six.
Running clock, 6:33 to go in our fourth quarter. Thanks going out to our sponsors, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, OmniSource, White's Restaurant and Catering. Best fried chicken in Jackson, and I don't even hesitate to say it.
The cod is amazing.
The cod. You know what? Every time I talk about White's Restaurant and Catering and I see them about the chicken, somebody wants to tell me about the fish.
Oh, man.
I don't eat
it
fish.
It is to die for. You would change your mind.
That would change my mind on fish forever.
It is an experience, sir.
Well, we're glad to have him on board for the broadcast tonight. And missed free throw for Miller on the rebound. Knocked out of bounds, last touch, Michigan Center. So the Royals will get it back, trailing 71-29, under 6 minutes to go.
You don't know what you're missing with some mashed potatoes, a little bit of tartar sauce. Oh, man.
Inbound to Miller. Goes a little strong on the finish, but he still gets it to go. 71-31, it's a 40-point game with 5:40 to go in the fourth. Johnson drive, kick to Torty, three-pointer from the top. Missed, long rebound, battle Hinkle. Taken away from him, Caleb Thomas will bring it up for the Royals. Cocking in the corner on the wing. Three-point attempt, wedged in between the rim and the backboard. And that'll be Michigan Center ball.
Michigan Center substitutions during that last free throw attempt. Hunter Horsch and Joe Edwards checking in for the Cardinals. Horsch will carry it up. Gets a good look from the top of the key with a miss. Johnson the rebound.
Nice job on the offense. Putback, Rayfield Johnson. Under 5 minutes to go.
He's got four in limited action.
And there's your feed down to the block. Cochran looking for big Tom Miller, knocked out of bounds. Tom Miller has worked his hindquarters off down the low block tonight. Has not had that much room, but didn't stop working. Three-point shot goes up from Drew Blackgrove. Missed. Rebound to Michigan Center. Now we'll get a whistle against the Royals. It's their fourth team foul.
Foul is going to go against Thomas Miller, who now has 3 points and three fouls. But he's got quite a few rebounds in this game. Played excellent from that standpoint.
Clock ticking 4 minutes in this tilt. And Torty, ball for the Cardinals. Top of the key, looking to get a screen from Hinkle. Has it knocked away, and now Hinkle gets on the floor to save it. Rayfield Johnson spin, lefty move, no good. Miller comes down to get another rebound. Ross gets the break going. Finds Blackgrove. Dribble, pull up, long deuce, missed it. Rebounded Michigan Center.
It's Hunter Horsch.
Nice, no look. Oh, the finish just off for Joe Edwards. Rebounded by the Royals. Now Caleb Thomas has it knocked away. Torty on the break. Casually lefty blocked. Ross chased it down. We'll get a whistle against Ross. I thought it was a good play.
I did too. It looked good. Good hustle there also by Ross to chase that one down. That is unfortunately going to be his fourth foul. Team fifth.
Running clock here under 3 minutes now. 73-31 from the stripe. And Torty misses the first.
I'm going to get some substitutions for the Royals here. Checking in. Looks like we've got number 20, Tyler Ernst, checking back into the game, along with Luke Carpenter and Mitchell McNeil.
McNeil
back into the game.
Blackgrove and Cochran, the other two Royals on the floor. Torty's second free throw attempt, short. He knocks away the rebound, and the Cardinals will keep it. Johnson has to corral it in at midcourt. Rayfield into the elbow. Now on the drive. Shot goes up off the glass. A little strong. Rebounded by the Royals. McNeil on the break. And get it out to Blackgrove. Great touch pass. Carpenter can't finish. Good defense by the Cardinals to match up to that. Good feed, though, by Blackgrove from the top. Cardinals get the ball coming back the other way. Torty thinks about a three. Now put the rock on the floor. Drive and kick, but Torty draws a foul. That'll be Michigan center ball down on the baseline. Nope, they're going to take it out to the sideline.
It's going to be foul number 4 on Kyle Cochran, team 6th.
Under 2 minutes now, 73-31. Hinkle from the top of the key drives, has it knocked away by Carpenter.
Good block by Carpenter.
Now to Black Grove, he's working from the top. It's Cochran on the wing. Looks to feed the low block. Carpenter in the paint. Turnaround Jay, short. Gets the tip, and it's good.
Excellent hustle play there. And this is a great job by the Royals. They're down by 40, but they're still playing it in every single play.
Torty, another three-point attempt, short. Rebounded Black Grove. He'll run it out.
It's tipped by Cochran on that play.
Black Grove in. Now kick out McNeil. Three blocked. Austin Hinkle. He gets it back, though. Double clutch and finish lefty. McNeil, nice rebound and recovery. Now with a minute 8 to go, it's 73-35. Dribble drive and kick. Torty at the top. Now to Johnson, left wing. He'll drive. Kicks a Hinkle. Open look from about 15. Knocks it down. Michigan Center does a nice job hitting that mid-range J when they get it. And I think that's an important shot.
Oh, have
to be able to make. 49.3 on the clock. We're going to time out. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. 75-35. Cardinals lead by 40 on WKHL.
Back to high school basketball.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Bishop McNeil brings you over the midline for the Royals. Final minute of our game here. Carpenter working on the baseline. Now he drives in. Double clutch off the backboard. He's right there for his own rebound. Now feeds across the lane. It kicks back out to beyond the arc. Cochran's got it. Now to Carpenter. He'll drive. Feeding the low block. And McNeil can't handle the pass. Out of bounds.
Feels like turn back the clock night with the bumpers and the Michigan Center Jackson Christian game. And
Rayfield Johnson grabs the loose ball as he comes across the midline out to Hinkle. 13 seconds. Michigan Center's going to run out the clock here.
Still good pressure by Jackson Christian playing down to the last second.
Torty looking right wing now across to Thomas. Excuse me, Joe Edwards. And that's your final buzzer. 75-35, the final. Michigan Center. Wow, wire to wire. Actually, Jay Christian led 2-0 to get things going. But that would be it for lead in this one for the Royals. Battled, though, the whole way. Michigan Center just a little too much to handle. Cardinals off to a good start, 1-0. They play what I think could be a tough game. They go on the road at Concord on Thursday against the Yellow Jackets. And we'll follow Michigan Center's season closely this year. One of the most talented teams in the area, of course. They've got a lot of obstacles on the way, but we'll be glad to see where they can go with a very talented team.